CTD Productions presents to you Quick and Flupka with Eric Jones and Luke Brown in episode number one, Two of a Kind, based on the comic series by Hergé. Quick does a favor.
Little boy, I say, little boy, what's your name, little boy?
It's Quick, sir.
Well, Quick, I'd like you to take this package and this letter to Mr. Mororat, the veterinarian. I'll give you this lovely apple in return.
Sure, sir.
Thank you so much. Here you go. And here's your apple.
Thanks.
Well, I must go now. Take care, Quick.
Goodbye. That gentleman was very nice to give me an apple. This is the veterinarian's home, all right.
Good day, my boy. What is it you want?
Here's a package that a gentleman told me to give to you, sir.
Thanks, my boy. I wonder what it could be. Wonderful! A nice duck. And Melanie was at her wits' end what to make for dinner. Here's the ideal menu. Thanks a lot for bringing it, my boy. Just wait here a moment. I've got something for you.
All right, sir. That gentleman was very nice, too. He gave me a banana. There, all gone. Heavens! I forgot to give the letter to the gentleman! Quick! I must go back immediately!
Well, that duck was delicious. But I'd like to know who our generous and worthy donator was.
Yes, you should have attached a note with this.
Ruff! That duck tasted odd.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Go and answer it, Julian, dear.
Yes, Melanie. Oh, it's you again, my boy. Well, what is it this time? You haven't got another duck, have you?
No, sir. Not this time.
Ah, too bad.
Sir, the gentleman also gave me a letter, but I forgot.
You're a good little man.
I'll be on my way now, then.
Oh, no. No, just wait a brief minute, will you? I'll be right back.
I wonder what now?
There, I told you that I'd only be a minute. Here's a piece of tart as a reward for your errand.
Thanks, sir. Well, goodbye, then.
What a sweet little boy. Well, now, let's see what this letter says. Mr. Veterinarian, I send you one of my most prized ducks. Could you tell me what disease he's got? What? Oh, no!
Back to school.
Alas, it's the start of the term. Is there anything more dismal? Luckily, there are my friends. Hi, Peppermans, how's that?
Ooh.
At least school gives us a chance to see our friends. Right, Peppermans?
That's right, Quick. A friendship like that, it's touching.
Ah, there's Dan Veldt. Hi!
Hi, Quick.
Huh? I'm so sorry. I guess you didn't see my feet there. Are you all right?
Am I all right? Am I all right? Is that all you have to say?
It was an accident.
Am I all right? You're new and already you're trying to fit in.
But...
Am I all right? Let's fight it out. I'll teach you to make fun of your elders. Here, take my books.
Right.
The rest of you, scram. Beat it. You can come later to pick up the pieces. Come, new kid.
But I...
No buts.
I wonder what the new kid takes for his cold. What happened? Well?
About that, I've just taken a serious resolution for this year, which summed up is, I've decided not to fight anymore.
Oh, Quick.
Time is money.
So, class, that concludes our lesson for today. And never forget, my friends, that time is money.
Hey, Quick, where are you off to in such a hurry?
You don't know what you're missing standing around like that, Flupka! If everyone was like me, they'd all be rich! People who don't know that time is money go up and down stairs at a turtle's pace. How could it be speeded up? I've got an idea. Yes, here's what I want. A box of chocolates. I'll just smear the chocolate on all the steps. I'm sure everyone will be surprised how quickly they'll come downstairs then.
Goodbye. Give Quick a big hug for me.
Goodbye, Uncle Jules, and thank you for the lovely box of chocolates you brought for Quick. Perhaps you'll find the rascal downstairs.
Yes, perhaps I'll fall upon him on my way down.
Uncle Jules! Quick! Quick!
I don't understand anymore. I try to save money like grown-ups, and I catch a spanking!
And for your punishment, you'll be deprived of Uncle Jules' box of chocolates.
The Soapbox.
Since there's no school today, I'll see if Flupka wants to take part in the great scooter racing game for all comers. Hello, Flupka. What are you up to?
You mean you can't tell that it's a car?
Certainly I know it's a car.
There, my car's finished. Do you want to take a short ride with me?
Sure I will, Flupka, but be careful.
I'll just push it out of the backyard here. Get in, Quick.
Right, Flupka.
Here, listen to the horn.
Hey, that's keen.
What do you think of its acceleration?
Impressive. And what perfect suspension. All the same, pay attention, eh? You almost hit that lady.
Don't worry, I know my vehicle.
Hey, stop! You're gonna hit my fruit stand!
Good idea, sitting down on his display.
When will pedestrians ever run?
But how do you make it stop? Do you have brakes?
Brakes? No, this car doesn't need brakes. It's a design which stops itself.
Flupka, a lamppost! But all the same, there's something that I don't understand about your car. How does it stop when there's no lamppost?
Huh?
William Tell.
All right, class. Today we are going to talk about William Tell. William Tell was an exceptional Swiss marksman with a bow and arrow. In the 14th century, there were men trying to conquer Uri, one of the cantons of Switzerland. One man, who had control of the town where William Tell lived, had his hat raised on a pole in the center of town and commanded everyone to bow before it. Well, Tell didn't bow and was arrested. They told him he would be executed unless he could do a great feat with his bow. And to prove his skill, William Tell picked an apple and placed it on his son's head. He shot the apple in two pieces with his first shaft.
Wow! That would make a fun game!
Yes, Quick. I'm sure it would, but... Well, I guess our time's up. Class, you are dismissed.
I'd find a bow and some arrows in the attic. Now I'll ask Flupka to play the part of William Tell's son. Oh, there he is. Hey, Flupka!
Yes, Quick?
You see this apple, Flupka? Well, it's for you, if you do what I tell you.
What do I have to do for it, Quick?
Go stand over against that fence with your face towards it.
All right, Quick.
Now, stay very still. Don't make a single move.
Why are you putting that apple on my head?
I'm going to pretend to be William Tell.
I've never heard of him. Is he one of your buddies, Quick?
Now hold still, Flupka. I'm going to start.
Start what? That arrow went through my sleeve.
Don't move.
Went between my legs.
Oh, well, what can I say? It's not as easy as I thought. Missed!
Through my sleeve again.
Missed again!
Careful for my head, Quick. Look at my little sleeve.
Drat! I'll just let my last arrow go wherever it wants to. I give up.
Don't fall, Quick! You hit the apple.
Pooh! You know, with a bit of practice...
Boy, Quick, you so all strong. And can I have the apple now?
The apple? Listen, Flupka, the arrow was definitely poisoned. You understand that under these circumstances, eating this apple is extremely dangerous. Goodbye, Flupka!
Huh?
Lucky Strike.
Good luck. I'll take it home and fix it on the wall. Then I'll always be lucky.
Yes, I'll nail it over the door. I'll need a hammer and nail first. Here they are. Push the staple in front of the door. There. And now I'll just put this chair on the table. And that's that. Up I go. There. That'll do very nicely. Ouch! Oh, no. The horseshoe knocked that picture off the wall. It's made a rotten start for a lucky charm. I'll put it up somewhere else. I think I'll put it above the fireplace. First, I'll get out Dad's stepladder. There we are. Mama will be very surprised. There, that's good. Right above the mirror. Now I'll just... Oh, my stepladder's falling! Quick, grab something! Oops, the mirror! Come to think of it, I reckon lucky horseshoes are just a silly superstition. And this horseshoe is going out the window.
Ow! Ah, what was that? A horseshoe? I saw it come out of this window here. Well, they're not going to get away with throwing horseshoes around. I'll just throw it right back through the window.
That's the last time a horseshoe comes into this house! Ouch! What? The horseshoe?
Real Cleaning.
Since I don't have anything to do this afternoon, and Thumb's mom's away, I'll take advantage of it to clean the sidewalks with this hose. The reason I'm doing it is to make up for my last misadventure.
Aren't you going to come play soccer with her, Quick?
Yeah, come, Quick.
No, I have to clean the sidewalk.
Quick!
I think I've made a blunder.
Get that hose away, Brad. Clean it up.
All right.
Dribbling scoundrel. I'll teach you to take place like that.
It's falling.
Ow. Huh? It just fell off my head.
Heavens. I sprayed that good lady in that window up there and made her drop that box.
Stay where you are. I'll be down in just a minute. Then I'll show you what a family you're going to get.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
I'm sorry, Mr. Policeman, sir.
That's Officer 15 to you, boy.
Sorry, Officer 15.
I'm going to write you up a ticket. First, for spraying passers-by. Second, for showing disrespect to the police force. Third, for cleaning the sidewalk with a hose, despite regulations.
Essay.
Here. For your assignment, you will write an essay. The subject? A soccer game. I will collect the assignments tomorrow morning. You're dismissed.
Soccer game. At least it's a nice subject. There we are. Now, first, my name. Quick essay, a soccer game. Now.
Quick!
Huh?
Say, Quick, come down. Joel says that he's faster than you on a scooter.
Faster than me? He's crazy. It's too bad I have an essay to write, or I'd show him how wrong he is.
All right, Quick.
A soccer game. A soccer game. Faster than me? I won two long races against him last week.
Quick! Zoe says that you're afraid to come race against him. He says you're so to lose.
Afraid? Me? Afraid? Quick, afraid of Joe? A soccer game. A soccer... Afraid of Joe? I can't think of anything to do for this essay. A soccer game. A soccer. Ah, got it. Let's write this essay quickly.
Are you done with your assignments yet, Quick?
Yes, Mom. I just finished my essay. And now, Joe, it's between you and me.
And now, may I have your essay, Quick?
Here it is.
Let's see. Quick, essay, a soccer game. Rain, terrain unsuitable, game put on hold. What?
The recipe.
I'm going to have a look at this book. 1,000 food recipes. Mmm. Ooh, there's some good recipes in here. Chocolate taffies. Mmm. That must be good and easy to make. I know. I'll make some. I'll go to the kitchen and get everything set up. Now, let's see what I do first. Melt a lump of butter. There, that's done. Now I'll stir it a bit. What's next? Add 50 grams of sugar candy. Play. Finally, grate a bar of chocolate and add to the mixture so far. I'll probably become a pastry chef. Now what? Yes, here we are. Let it cook slowly. Right. Oh no! Have I let it burn? Look at all that smoke!
Ouch!
The handle's scorching hot! I set the stove too high. There, now what else? Yes. Quick, take it to my bedroom. Oh, but this time I'd better use a towel to hold the handle. I think these taffies will be delicious. Oops, it's dripping on the floor. The recipe said to pour gently onto a sheet and let it cool. So here it goes, all over my bed. I think that's everything. Now, time to taste it. Boy, it's sure sticky.
Ugh, that's nasty.
Well, there were a few onions in the pan, but that's not it. Deep down, all these food recipes, when finished, are inedible.
In Two of a Kind by Hergé, dramatized for audio by Jacob Brody, you heard Eric Jones as Quick, Luke Brown as Flupka, Harold Rosenberg as the schoolteacher, and Violet Peterson as Quick's mom. Other parts were played by Jonathan Edwards, Daniel Goodman, Jacob Brody, myself, Amanda Williams, Samantha Carter, Zach Robinson, Robert Neal, Silas Johnson, William Patterson, Timothy Spencer, and Michelle Lewis. The program was produced by Jacob Brody, and I am James Green. Quick and Flupka by Herjay is brought to you by CTD Productions.